It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than being called well-spoken.
Well, in context.
I'd love to be called well-spoken. Anyway, you could join the chat room, DenPen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Pip will guide you what to do. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by the one and only Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Detective Dave Daugherty will join us for segment two
of the show. Awesome.
And Joe will not be joining us this evening. No Joe.
No Joe.
No Joe this evening. So we shall party on without our pal. A lot of stories tonight. Many, many stories since we are retiring scamming scammers for the rest of the year.
Yeah, for the rest of this year.
For the rest of this year.
Yes.
And then we have plenty more lined up. On the show, Starbucks barista writes pig on the cup of some police officers. Nazi news as Hitler's child home is getting a makeover. West Virginia correction officers give a Nazi salute. School of Fools as the play Tarzan is canceled because it's deemed racist. Commercial for workout equipment Peloton ignites a national debate. Ventriloquist Terry Fader removes his Donald Trump puppet from his act. A Yelp review may cost somebody $25,000. And on the Afterbirth show, Michael Bloomberg says Cory Booker's well-spoken, and that did not go over very well.
No, it didn't.
So much, much to get to. So, speaking of racism, let's just get right into it. Let's just get right into it, if you don't mind. Because I had an eventful on many levels past week.
Oh, wow. Okay, this sounds really interesting. Go.
Everything I say sounds really interesting, initially. And then I managed to make it not so.
Well, no, that's my job.
You're good.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I excel
at that.
You do. Okay, so I was talking to a female 34-year-old comedian from New York the other day. She's African-American.
Okay.
She says she produced a show at a venue for 2 years. I think it was in New York City. The owner was a white male. One night, they're doing the show, and the owner sits down while it's going on and starts talking about how how he's going to lynch her.
Wait. While the show's going on?
While the show's going on. Well, is there a better time to say that? I don't know if there's a good time for saying you're going to lynch somebody, Pip.
No, there's not. But I mean,
I don't think in a moment of quiet, just the two of you, is any better.
No, it's not. But I don't know. It's just like, okay, let's double down on it. You know, let's make it just a squash worse.
Well, I mean, either way, it's bad. But I've had asshole owners in their own place where they think they're being funny,
yeah,
or think they're helping, or they feel too comfortable because it's their place.
Right.
And they say really horrible things. I mean, I had a place in Jersey. I never even actually performed on it. It was two shows. And the guy, the owner, would just say, yell out horrible, well, not even horrible things. He'd be like heckling the comics and just taking it with
what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's like that makes it so enjoyable for everybody else. This is not your actual basement. It's a business place.
Correct.
And you've hired entertainers Don't be a dick.
Well, I mean, fortunately, all my all the owners of my current establishments and for many years are fantastic. Because no, because they understand, they get it. It's better for them, and I'm not really going to put up with it anymore.
No, no. Well, I mean, you know, it's if they understand the business, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But some guy who owns a place and he thinks, oh, that makes it my like rumpus room, and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah,
no.
You know, they kind of peacock
yeah.
for their friends and yep. family and all that stuff. I don't know this guy. I don't know what he was doing. So,
but he said it loud enough for the audience to hear.
Everybody could hear it. The comics Jesus. Could hear it. She could hear it. The comics didn't like it. She didn't like it. Audience didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
Yeah.
As you would imagine.
Right.
Nobody would like. Nobody of good taste.
Yeah.
Would like a white male telling an African-American female comic that he's going to lynch her.
Yeah, no.
Not good. Not good. So at the end of the night, she actually got more money from the guy for herself and the comics.
Good.
And she never produced another show there. Her choice.
Smart.
Her choice. They from what I understand, they are still doing comedy, but she did not. She chose not to, and I do not blame her. Now, apparently, he did not apologize. She said, he's racist.
Yeah.
I said, what he said is definitely racist.
Right.
But I said, I don't want to judge people on their worst night.
True.
You had True. A relationship with this guy without incident for 2 years.
And then he said something that was really in bad taste.
Right.
Thinking he was probably just being edgy because, hey, they're comics. They could take it.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was my argument. I go, I don't know what led up to that. Did he did he just have a fight with his wife? Did somebody just die? Because sometimes when something really bad goes on in your life, you behave in ways you would not normally behave. Does not excuse it.
Right.
But you might act in ways where you should not.
Right, right.
So we got into this whole thing where I was wrong because I wasn't willing to say he was a racist.
Like, in the entirety of his life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I said what he said was racist.
Right.
And it was wrong, and it was terrible, and she had every right to never work with this guy again.
Agreed.
I just did not want to paint this guy based on one incident, knowing nothing about him, after 2 years. If this was the first show...
Yeah.
And he does that. Then they go, all right.
It's like, oh, what a terrible room.
Right. You go, all right. He lured you in here to be an asshole and be racist. You might get me to go along with. But you had 2 years in the relationship, and there was never any indication that this guy was a racist. He brought in an African-American woman to run his comedy shows.
Yeah. And to pay her, you know. So
right.
It's like, it's a business arrangement. You don't usually go into business arrangements with people that you think less of or you think are stupid
or terrible.
But
their argument was
something.
To me, well, but slavery, I'm like, and my argument would be, yeah, but slaves didn't have a choice. And slaves were not getting financially compensated, and slaves were captured. You were getting financially compensated, and you had the right to walk out, as you did,
right.
whenever you wanted.
Yeah,
so,
different.
You know, this guy, if he really hated black people,
mm-hmm.
Why would he decide to go with comedy with a black woman where New York, where she might have brought the idea to him? If he's truly a racist, he goes, you know what? This is a great idea. I'm not going with the black woman. I'll get a white comic
yeah.
to run this for me because I don't want to deal with black people.
If that's the where he was.
Right.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it does seem like on one experience to be basing this guy and calling him a racist, it's a big word.
Yes.
You know?
Well, apparently I was wrong.
Oh, you are wrong.
And so this went on for quite some time.
How long did you have this conversation?
Quite some time.
Oh, boy.
So this was interesting, too. I was working for a comedian. She's a white lesbian.
Okay.
Working for her. And, you know, at the end, she's like, you know what? Maybe, you know, just recognize and, you know, just, you should have just, you know, realized that she was trying. Like, I should have just agreed.
Yeah.
Which isn't really.
What she's saying.
Which isn't really in my DNA. And then she said.
Wait, slope. Well, back up. Which isn't really in my DNA.
Not if I strongly disagree with something.
No, I know that. I'm just laughing because that's not you.
Her and her wife, who was actually on my side on a lot of things. Her wife was on my side
okay.
on a lot of things. She's from our area, too. Grew up in our county.
Okay.
So she looks at, I guess, looks at
the world. Looks at the world our way.
Yeah. So she was kind of on my side on a lot of the stuff. Funny. But they both said you would have been a great lawyer. That was the thing.
Well,
You just love to debate. I'm like, I just don't think that. I just think it's. I think this is such a charged word, and I know why people like Joe and other white males, where they feel like, well, everybody's called racist, so it must be your fault for calling me racist. Like, they feel like the meaning of the word has been taken out, where I've called Joe racist because of things he agrees with time after time after time, not based on one thing. Where I came to Donald Trump in the very beginning, and not even the beginning, in the middle, I'm like, I don't know if he's racist, but that I don't agree with, blah, blah, blah. And then I got to go, all right, there's such a body of fucking work here. So it takes me a little longer.
Yeah, you don't fling that around willy-nilly.
So then the lesbian comedian owner said, she's like, you know, you should remember when you're talking to a woman. But I go, wait a second. So you want to be treated equal. But now when I'm talking to a woman, I have to talk differently. And her wife agreed with me. I go, this is where it's confusing.
Yeah.
We don't know. Am I supposed to? Well, she's like, how would you want your daughter treated? I want my daughter to be given every opportunity that everybody else would get. I don't want her treated special. I want her being given the opportunity to show how smart, how talented, you know, how strong she is. Because if you're not, and she is, she'll eat you for lunch. She don't give a shit. But that's what I want. I don't want her given special treatment and talked to in a special way.
Because she's a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what makes it hard for men.
Because there is, I know, there's like, you didn't hold the door open for me, dick.
And that's what the owner's wife, who also is an owner of the club, to be fair, they're both owners of the club, but one's a comic and one, I'll say, is the owner's wife. They're both ladies. That's where she agreed. And she actually used that example.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, she goes, well, think about our friend, you know. She always wants you to hold the door for her in this. It's like, it's hard for the guy. What do you want us to do?
Well, you know, it's kind of a new world. It's new territory. We're all trying to work out what are the rules. And there's not a set standard of rules for every man and every woman.
Well,
and I know it's confusing.
Well, here's how I looked at it. I look at it like this, and I explained it, and you'll relate to me in the way I think. Either you're an asshole or you're not an asshole. That's how I look at people. I don't really worry about their gender, their race, their religion. If I don't deem you an asshole, I will keep you in my life. If I deem you an asshole, regardless of race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, how you identify,
yeah.
If I deem you an asshole, I just write you off.
Yeah.
That's how and it makes things simpler for me.
It does make things simpler. If you're dealing with asshole versus not asshole.
Right.
Instead of all these other criteria that you don't really worry about so much.
Right.
You know?
And I will hold the door, like if I'm walking through a door, if it's a guy behind me, I'll hold the door open for a guy.
Same.
You know, because it's just being polite.
Yeah, it's being a human. I'm treating another. I'm not slamming a door in the face of another person.
Or just letting it swing. If I know you're behind me,
right.
Man or woman, straight or gay, whatever it is, black or white, I'm going to hold the door for you.
Yeah, it that should just be a given.
So that was another thing. It's like, well, what do you want?
If you want
equality, then I'm going to fucking talk to you like an equal, and I'm not going to take your little feelings into consideration. I'm going to give you my point of view if you don't want to engage in that conversation. And me and the African-American female comedian had just met. So really, it was not a conversation to be engaged in.
Probably not.
Much better a conversation to be had on this show, maybe with Kevin Lee, who's an African-American man.
Yeah.
And I hate talking about this race stuff when it's just a bunch of us white people. But it is what it is. That's what the show is.
Yeah, well, right now it's not a bunch. It's just you and me.
Right. But the show is what the show is.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not like Kevin Lee's my token black friend. It's not that.
It's like,
but,
oh, we're talking about black things. Kevin, can you come on?
No, but I know Kevin, for instance, has very strong opinions on
these
things.
Yes, he does.
So I like to get his point of view on things. Not that I agree or disagree, whatever.
Have you met, I mean, I'm just throwing this out here. I haven't really investigated how I feel about this either. But have you met an African-American who doesn't have strong feelings about race relations? You know what I mean? Because of the way they've been treated?
I think some people are more take it as it comes. Where some are more outspoken. And some are probably
getting that, you know, that people are, you know, adamant and like are just throwing it out there every minute. But maybe just internally, they have strong feelings.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know what they're thinking. But there are definitely some people that are more go along to get along.
Yeah.
And some people that are like, no, this is wrong, and I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
Like, I think Kevin often tries to find race in things where I wouldn't normally see race. I'm like, no, that's just a bad dude. Has nothing to do with race. That's just a bad dude.
I occasionally see that too, you know.
With
like,
him or just in?
No, not necessarily only with him, but with other people that I know that it's like, wait, there was nothing. And I know that I'm speaking from a standard, you know, a standpoint of white privilege. I get that. I'm not going to see the nuances in some things that other people who are more attuned to it because they've been, you know, victimized by race relations in our country. So I'm not going to get everything.
And that was another thing that was brought up, which was valid. You know, the African Americans, like females, like, you know, everybody knows I'm black. And, and the lesbian comedians, like, you know, people know I'm a lesbian. Look, she's, you know, she has short hair. She's a bigger girl.
Does she look like stereotypical what people think?
Yeah, I mean, if you're of the mind in your mind that this is what a lesbian looks like.
Okay, so maybe people will look at her and judge and figure out.
She also told me she uses that to her advantage when she's with her wife. If they're in a tough place, she'll bow up. She's former military.
Oh,
she's a sweetheart. She's really sensitive to the point where I said, you know, you might be oversensitive. And she admitted as much. But she's a really sweetheart.
Yeah.
But she can bow up. She's a bigger girl. She's bigger than I am.
I've never heard that expression before, bow up. You mean like puff up, like to make yourself a little bigger and look like scary?
Yeah. She, you know, that's what she was saying. Like if we're in an alley, you know, I'll be the man.
Right.
In this situation.
Well, I guess that's what, you know, hetero people would think of. They always think that there's a man and a woman.
Which I did not ask.
No.
I did not ask, well, what's the dynamic? Because it's none of my business. I don't care. I love them both. They're both great people, so I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, no. I don't want to know.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't want to know about you and your wife, for that matter.
Nobody wants to know about that.
I don't want to put those pictures in my head.
It's none of my business. What are the dynamics in your relationship?
Right.
It's not something I would ask a heterosexual or a homosexual guy. It's not.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, just for fun?
No, but what they said to me is like, they don't know you're Jewish unless you say you're Jewish. Whereas they could tell I'm a lesbian, they could tell I'm an African American. But you go, that's valid. That's true.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, there are certain signifiers that you know.
You hear pennies clanking around in my pocket? You know.
Oh, I didn't think those were pennies. I thought that was something else. Clanking
in your pants. You see me sipping on a baby's blood? You have ideas.
It's the horns that gave you away.
The horns often do give me away. They do give me away.
But they're cute little nubbin horns.
Everything on me is cute and little nubbin. That's what I am. I'm a cute little nubbin.
Okay, there's a picture the audience didn't need either.
Yeah, they didn't need it, but it's theirs.
But there you go.
So there was that whole thing.
Yeah, and it's hard to discuss those things not having walked a mile in their footsteps.
Right, but apparently I was the representative of white males. At one point I was asked, so as a white male, what do you think? And I said, I wouldn't want to represent all white males because that's not really how I go. I can only tell you how I look at things.
Yeah, and you're not. I mean, you're
I look
more,
at things differently.
You do. But I mean, you're more woke than a lot of people.
Apparently not enough.
But you're not like a complete pushover and whatever you say, dear. You know, you have your own opinions, strongly held opinions in some instances. And you won't just back down when somebody, you know, yells louder or.
I was put in the position of defending a guy who did something horribly wrong.
I know.
Who I don't know. Which is not a position you want to be in. But my point was, let's, you know, we've had this conversation with various things. When people get offended, save it for the important shit.
Yeah.
If you tell me this guy's burning crosses on front yards, I'm going to, you know what, that guy, that motherfucker's a racist.
Yes.
If you tell me he marched on Charlottesville, he's a racist. You're telling me you had a relationship with him for 2 years, and on one night he was particularly heinous and said very disturbing and racist things. I need the backstory before I write this off. Now, I should have apologized. He did not apologize.
Did you open the janitor's closet and find like a whole pile of tiki torches?
Right, that's the thing.
You know,
like for them, this was the end of it. And for me, you know me, I just like to I like to know more before I make a conclusion, especially about writing somebody off.
You know, I'll tell you a story that I haven't
this
told
is not
you
the
before.
Place for that.
No, okay. Well, then I'll just dummy up.
Finally, the show I've always wanted.
Shut up. Too late. One night I was running a show for you at one of your comedy clubs. And it was the night where I was wearing the cold shoulder shirt.
Oh, it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A nice venue.
Yeah, very nice venue. And the guy was like touching my arm through the cold shoulder.
One of the comedians.
Shirt. Yeah. And it was like, what's with that? And I didn't like.
You get touched a lot in weird places.
I do. Yeah. It's really strange.
It is. People take liberties that they should not.
I know. And I really just have to like backhand some of these people.
You should.
I should.
You're within your rights.
I should have done. But you know what? I was running a show for you.
I
and it was a comedian.
I appreciate the restraint. Yeah,
so I didn't like.
And he actually was helping you at one point. I think he was helping you with the sound at one point.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, yeah,
he was a useful idiot.
He was. But there was a moment where this really nice venue, they mm-hmm. offer the comedians food.
Yes.
Very nice food.
Yes.
So we were sitting at a table, and one of the comedians that was on that night happened to be African American. Mm-hmm. Nice kid. I call him a kid because I'm older than dirt now. But he was a nice kid, and we were talking, and the arm toucher made a comment, made like a on the edge kind of racial joke, and I didn't think it was particularly funny. I just kind of went, ooh, you know. And he goes, that's the problem with people today. People are afraid to laugh when things funny because.
And this guy's a white guy.
Yeah. And he's going on and on. And you know what? To my detriment, I thought, oh, I'm not being cool. I'm not being one of the cool comic kids, you know. I'm not joining in on their reindeer games. And then I said something, not something racist, but something that I don't even remember what I said, but I remember thinking, that was stupid. I don't even feel like I wanted to say that. I just mm-hmm. felt like I was going along with what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And then I felt bad for the kid.
Well, how was the African-American comic taking it?
He just took it in stride.
You have to remember, as comics, I say terrible things.
I know.
To friends, like, I might say something to, and we had, Kevin and I had this conversation, I forget what the story was, about, you know, where I might say something to Kevin, and he might say something to me because we're friends and we're comics.
Right.
Where I would not say to an African-American that I was not friends with, mm-hmm. and, you know, and who's not a comic. Because I would hope Kevin and I are comfortable enough, not that we're the best of friends, but comfortable enough that we're, you know, we're coming from a fun place.
Yeah, you know.
So I don't know what the dynamic is between those other two comics.
Nor do I, really. It seemed like they didn't know one another.
Okay.
And so, I mean, the kid was taking it well. He knows comedians and he knows that you run the gamut. But the thing was that I was not proud of myself in that moment because I kind of cowed to, you know, think being what I thought I was supposed to be rather than how I really think.
That's an awkward position. I wouldn't beat yourself up.
It was awkward.
It's not like you saw an audience member come up to the African American comic and say something racist.
Oh, God.
There's no gray line.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. I'm not tolerating
This was two comics. You don't know the situation. It's different.
And they're bantering.
Yeah,
and,
you don't know the situation.
I tried to like join in, be one of the gang, and I was like, oh, that wasn't right. I don't feel good about
that.
There's
plenty of things for you to beat yourself up over.
That's not true.
That's not one of them. So you should no longer feel bad. I'm glad you shared that story because now I'm telling you, you should not feel bad.
Thank you.
I mean, if you heard, I mean, you know, well, if two people heard me and Joe, for instance, talking, they would think we're mortal fucking enemies.
Oh yeah, no. Some nights I'm like, and then we
well,
go.
Some
to
nights
the,
we are.
And then we go to the break, and you guys are going, that was good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you were. They're slitting each other's throats.
Right, so you never know. It's hard when you don't know the dynamic.
Right, no, you don't.
So after all this,
yeah.
So and we've had many discussions. The African American female 34-year-old comic goes to me. So did you learn something here?
Ew.
What do you think I said?
No.
I go, and that's why people hate liberals.
Yeah.
I go, that's
good
it.
Good answer.
I go, that's it right there. She's like, oh, your feelings are hurt. I'm like, no, my feelings are not hurt at all. I really don't care. But what I'm telling you is when you say something like that, if you had somebody seeing some of your points of view.
Yeah.
After a statement like that, they will write you off because nobody wants to feel like an idiot. Nobody wants to feel small. So what you've done is you've had this whole conversation. And then as two people who are equals with different points of view having a conversation trying to hash it out, but you put yourself on a pedestal and tried to lower me.
Right. And that's like, did I teach you? Little schoolboy? No,
right.
No, that's ugly.
Right.
I really don't appreciate that comment
no,
at all.
It's very condescending.
It's super, yes, that's what
and
I was
searching
for.
And you see me have all sorts of, I've had them with Joe. You see me have them online, different points of view.
Yeah.
I try never to demean
the
people.
The other person.
Right.
Like name calling and
or
and,
say something like that.
Ad hominem attacks.
Now, after 20 years with Joe, I'm a little exhausted of him. But yeah. So sometimes I say shit. I go, well, that was a little mean. I didn't mean to say that. Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, he probably says some shit to me that he wish he could take back on times.
I would imagine,
right.
Because you guys have gone at it.
Right. But this is, but again, these are two people that are just meeting.
And I know. No. Did you learn something? Oh, did you learn to be condescending?
Right, it's
or have you always been?
It's fucking Chandler from Friends.
Oh, well, with that, yeah, that snotty kind of smug.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Ew.
Right? You totally fucking diminish a good give and take.
Yeah. You know, you were having a conversation amongst equals, and then all of a sudden it was like, and now I have to make you feel bad.
Right. It's like totally a power play. And then to say I'm hurt, I'm like, no, I'm not. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me. I mean, I give a shit about some things, but that's not one thing I'm going to give a shit about.
No, but still, that was a shitty move.
It is a shitty move.
Yeah.
And that's what that's like I said, my first response is, and that's why people hate liberals. Because it's the stereotypical liberal elitist bullshit.
Yep.
Which I try not to be, although I all, you know, with Joe, he likes to put me in that corner. It's like, dude, no.
It's like, yeah, I know. It's like, look, can I possibly have a conversation with you and take a different tact in the conversation than you're taking without you labeling me?
Right.
You know.
And it's always like the default, like Joe a couple of weeks on the After Buzz show went with the Trump delusional syndrome.
Oh my! You took the words out of my
mouth.
And
that's when I know Joe is out of answers.
Yeah.
When he goes to that, I know he can no longer argue the point
because now he has to.
Because
like,
when I went
gaslight
through,
you.
When I went through the whole Saudi Arabia thing,
right?
Piece by piece by piece, he tried to change the subject to NATO. I go no. We're talking about this,
right?
And he didn't really have arguments. And then a couple of days later, what do we see? A Saudi national being trained in the United States, killing more Americans.
Yeah, you know, yeah. There's you know, not everybody knows all of the history. I don't know all of the history.
I don't know all the history, too.
I don't know all the details. I mean, it's hard to keep up with everything that's happening everywhere that ever happened, you know?
I
mean, I don't expect that anybody expects that out of me. But
I don't.
No.
I hope nobody expects that from me.
No, but when you do have like a good feel about, I think I understand what the situation was with this circumstance, and you're trying to explain it to somebody, just because they don't like what you have to say doesn't mean, well, now I'm going to go, you're up in your, you know,
tower,
your ivory tower, you're on your high horse. And, no, I'm explaining my point, and I'm backing it up. I'm bringing the receipts, but you
don't
like that,
yeah.
Because if you don't have a counterpoint to this, you know, neener is not
an answer.
So we
have to go back to haven't gotten over the 2016 election, Trump delusional syndrome, like all the talk about it. That's how I know, okay, this is over.
I'd never heard Trump delusional syndrome until
started,
he brought that here.
It started with another Republican president. I don't remember which one it was, but I read it started with another Republican president.
Oh, really? And
so
they call it delusional syndrome?
Yeah,
or?
Which, again, is like, okay, we have no more, we are short of facts. Or we have nothing else to counter argue, so I am just going to go to my, you know, stick my fingers in my ear, na-na-na-na-na. And it's like, okay, you could do that, but you're not going to do it on my time. And you're not going to do it on my show.
No.
I will entertain a debate.
Sure.
With facts. Mm-hmm. And it's disappointing. Russ, who's going to be here next week, has gone to that. He used to be very good.
With bringing the facts,
you go, all right, you know, I might not agree with that, but I didn't think about it. And sometimes Joe does that, too. Well, he'll bring the fact, go, all right, I didn't look at it like that.
Right.
But that's interesting. I might not agree with it. Maybe I do agree with it. That's interesting.
Right.
But even Russ has fallen more into the...
A little bit.
Yeah. So it's like they don't have command of the facts. I mean, it's like I could tell you're just watching Fox News because and that's why I say I go don't watch MSNBC, don't watch CNN. Read the transcripts. Read what the listen to what the people themselves are saying. Forget about the spin. Go to the Associated Press. Go to Reuters.
Go to the primary source.
Yeah. Forget about. I don't want to hear what the spin of them have left or right. Doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch Morning Joe because I get a kick out of him, and I know he's spinning. I know he hates Trump because it got really personal. But I know that going in.
Yeah.
I know that going in. But I'm You gotta, if you really want to know, look at the fucking transcript.
You know what's really interesting is if you go on YouTube and you want to look about a particular incident or something. Well, say you look at impeachment, right? And then you look at the names or the captions of the videos. Don't even look at the source yet. Look at what they caption it. You can tell what kind of source it's going to be from the spin they're taking on it.
Right.
You know, I
don't do that, though. But,
I mean, I just look at it and I go, ah, well, that's got to be like Fox or Fox type. Mm-hmm. That's got to be from MSNBC or something like that. You know, you can just tell without even looking.
Me.
No.
That's why I'm like, I have the facts on this. I know what the facts are on this shit.
It's so irritating.
The thing that irritates, and I don't want to get into a whole Trump thing.
Let's talk about things that are irritating, though.
No, I don't, because I got other shit I want to talk about.
I know.
But the thing that,
kidding.
It's like, this guy was a Democrat out of convenience his whole life.
Yeah.
He's taking some of the worst liberal ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shit that I go, that's too far fucking left. You know, like what we're doing with the farmers, the traditional left being weak on Russia, or the traditional stereotype of the left blowing the budget.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all the shit that they hated when Obama was doing it, it's like now they're in support. It's like, that's why I can't take you seriously. You're just a team. I'm not about that. I mean, if you, that's why, you know, I got Russ and Joe here next week. I got two Trumpsters. If it comes up about the economy and the numbers, you know, they just had a great jobs report, 266,000 jobs, 3.5 unemployment, all good stuff.
Right.
But I'm going to say to them, no. You can't argue that because Donald Trump and you told me those numbers were fake. And I've been saying that since day one. I go, you can't say the numbers are real now just because your guy's in office.
Right.
If the numbers were real for Obama, then they're real for Trump. And that's good. And we celebrate it. Good job.
Stay on the same playing field.
Exactly. And that's why this shit doesn't work with me, because I have more of a memory than a fucking goldfish.
Well, it's also true, and you've been saying this a lot, that it's not only about the number of jobs, it's the quality of the jobs.
Well, that was actually Joe's argument.
Oh, yeah.
That was Joe's argument during
really?
The Obama administration. And it's funny.
Oh.
Now we'll see the left, the people on the left, say that about the Trump jobs.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? I see you. You weren't worried about the quality of the jobs under Obama. Now you're worried about them under Trump. It's like, fucking knock it off.
Well, it's
so both
exasperating.
Both sides do it.
Oh, of course they do.
I just happen not to do it. So that's why I won't entertain it on my show.
Yeah, well, there's two things. Number one, I really loathe that in my timeline on this planet, I've seen the news go from the news to infotainment.
That's terrible.
And there are very few sources where you can just see without any spin. Just these are the facts, the actual things that happened.
But we've gotten to the point now, and this is from the present, this is from the gaslighting,
yeah,
where you will get facts and they are verifiable facts.
Mm-hmm.
They will be people from his administration who he hired saying things.
Mm-hmm.
And he will go, no, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So I mean,
know. Doesn't back up his own
I
people.
I mean, that's why I've said from the day one, this guy's a scammer. I know how they work. Believe nobody but me.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to remember, I fucking battle with scammers all the time. I know they're trying to play I'm fucking fighting with them. And I'm picking and choosing when I'm going to fucking interrogate them. Or if it, for the purposes of what I'm doing, it's better to let them go with their lies and shit.
Right.
Because if I call them out on every piece of fucking nonsense.
Oh, my God.
What?
No.
Yeah. If I call them out on every piece of nonsense, then I don't get months of entertainment.
I know. Well, yeah, no, you can't. And that's just the point. You don't call them out on every piece of nonsense because, well, you're going for the long game. You're trying to get as much silliness out of them as you can.
Yes.
But you can't call Trump or his ilk out on every piece of nonsense because it's exhaustingly long list.
I texted Joe and he didn't respond. Then I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Because the president was waxing about low water pressure
with toilets?
With toilets and showers. And I texted Joe, and he didn't respond. I go, Preston's talking about this. I go, how long till we lose you to a cabinet position? I mean, because if there was a time for Joe to be hired by the Trump administration,
step up.
This is Joe's area of expertise.
Absolutely. It's like
Joe could be the change we're looking for.
It's like, Joe, he's talking plumbing. You man the phone.
Does he know what an asset he has in you, Joe?
That was the Blue Hawk signal if I ever saw it.
That was the Blue Hawk signal.
You know?
And I feel like Joe whiffed on it. Like, really, I should have gotten, like, you know, like a 2-week notice from Joe going, listen, I hate to leave you guys, but the president in our country needs me. There's low water pressure. The president's concerned. He's bringing rain into the equation. I feel like I have the equipment that can solve the nation's low flush problem. Because no president should have to flush 15 times. Well, what type of deuce was he dropping?
What on earth? Did it go clang?
That must have been part of a long Twitter thread. Because you know he's poop tweeting.
I don't... Not that I want to spend too much time trying to interpret what he was talking about. But I mean, did you mean in one... Pardon it. Sitting, or did you mean like all day long?
I think it's one sitting.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
He just, you know, whatever. He babbles. All right.
Scary.
Now I'm going to tell you about a hell gig I had.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Welcome to Hell Gigs.
He totally loses breath. At the end of
Well,
it.
He used to be a smoker. I don't know.
I know, it's funny.
So I get a call. I get a call on my phone in my car on Wednesday evening on my way to Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So the agency that I work for, who's spawned many a hell gig story,
oh, great,
has another gig for me. he prefaces and goes, you know, this is the weirdest gig ever, and I'm thinking you've offered me some weird fucking gigs.
Hold on a second. Huge red flag.
Yes. He wants me the next day. I'm going to be in Massachusetts for the night with the hotel. He wants me to go to New York City, perform in a hotel room for a man and a woman.
Oh, wait. These are usually the calls I get.
I should have called you. I should have farmed it out.
Yeah, you're stepping into my territory.
I got the gal for you. Is she funny? It doesn't matter.
Is that the gig? I don't think so.
So, of course, all the sexual jokes come.
Of course. Yeah, of course they do.
Of course they do. And then there is the fear for safety.
Sure.
It's a very weird thing.
You're in a hotel room alone with two people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the wife did not want me taking the gig.
Well, masking tape is the first thing that jumped in my head.
Masking tape?
Yeah, like duct tape.
Okay. So then it's kind of, and it's funny because the agency told me, he's like, he liked your tape and a female comedian's tape, but I don't feel comfortable sending the female comedian there.
You think?
But that's interesting because we want equality. But on the other hand...
You know, just look at statistics.
So you agree that that's the smart move. I think that's the smart move.
If I was that, I'd be, hell no! No!
But is it wrong that you don't even get asked?
No, I think that that's okay, because do you want that on your hands? If they're just that hungry for a gig and they go and do that, and, you know, it's like, then you know, we're talking about arterial spray patterns, you know, later.
Wow,
you know?
You really went dark with it.
Yeah, well, I do.
So I reluctantly agree to the gig.
Right.
Everyone thinks I should take someone with me, but I don't have bodyguards hanging around.
Dave wants to go in your place.
But that's the thing. Like, if Dave lived near me.
Yeah.
Like, it's the type of thing you go, hey, Dave, you want to take a ride with me? I'll throw you a couple bucks.
Yeah.
You hang out.
Yeah, you could even stand in the hall and just listen for crazy
noises.
No,
you're going to be in the fucking room.
Well, oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. Is like, the joke is like, what, do you buy the coffee maker and they're on the bed?
Yeah,
Fortunately, it was a suite.
Oh, good.
So you're in the living room area.
Okay, that's better.
But yeah, that's the type of thing. I even thought of Dave. I'm like, if Dave lived around here, it's the type of thing where I would certainly hire for certain gigs. I would certainly say, Dave, let me throw you a couple bucks. Take the ride with me. Just because it's good to have a trained professional. Not that he's the biggest fucking dude in the world, but he's a trained professional.
He says, screw that. I'll pay you.
All right. Well, he's desperate.
I think that would have been like something that a lot of people would say, yeah, I got to see what this is about. I just got to see.
I wasn't that curious, but I'm like, why not? I can use the money.
Oh, my.
So, fortunately, it's in a nice hotel right by Central Park.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So, I talk to the client's assistant, and I go, because the client has an assistant.
Okay.
I go, you know, I said this is kind of weird. She goes, yeah, I was thinking about that. But he does this now. This is what he's into. He's hired magicians and mentalists to go up to his room and do this shit. And now I'm thinking, I'm not getting paid enough for this. Yeah. Because this is a $320 a night fucking regular hotel room in this place.
Yeah.
I know what I'm making. I'm like, motherfucker did not.
Yeah, he didn't shell out exactly.
Exactly. I'm not getting enough for this. But I go, okay. She goes, you know, it's supposed to start at 4.
Respect yourself, Davin. Cost more than room service.
I should. But I didn't set the deal.
I know. I didn't.
So it's supposed to start at 4. So I come home. I'm home for about an hour. I shower. I talk to her and I go. I'm home for about an hour because I'm like, you know what? I don't know what roads are closed in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get there early.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, listen, it might not start at 4. It might go at 4:30.
Okay.
You know, we'll compensate you for your time. I'm like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I get into the city, no fucking traffic, as luck would have it.
Miracle.
A little bit after 2. I hear, I get a call from the agency.
Yeah.
They want to move it to 7:30.
Oh, damn.
I said, all right, but I need to get more money. I'm not just hanging around here and not getting paid more money. So he gets me more money, and they're paying for my parking, and he gets me more money, so I guess I'll hang out. And I go, fuck, I would have asked for more money than that. He's like, yeah, but it's 2 people. I'm like, yeah, but think about this fucking gig. But he gets me more money. It's going to be a nice little payday.
Okay.
So it's cold out. I'm hanging out in Central Park.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you were walking around in the park.
That's why I was walking around in the park.
I saw you on social media walking around the park, and I'm like, what kind of creepo have you turned into? What are you doing? I know.
I've actually never walked.
I know the creep you are. This is a different kind.
I've never been in Central Park before.
Oh. Oh, so it must have been entertaining.
Well, something to do.
Although cold.
Very cold. But, you know, it was fine. It wasn't raining or anything.
Yeah.
So walking around, I got to kill a bunch of hours. I'll meet with Roger. Because I'm talking about the cyber presentation I'm going to be doing.
Right.
So I'll grab some pizza. I'm killing hours. Getting some slices of pizza. Pizza place in Times Square. What do you think I paid for 2 slices of pizza and a can of iced tea?
Ooh. $3.50.
No, like the total. What do you think? Two plain slices.
Two plain slices. Because there's 99 cents pizza slices.
Those I love. I understand.
Yeah, I know.
This was not those.
Okay. In Times Square? Probably like $7.50.
A slice or total?
No, for the total.
$13.
Whoa.
And pizza wasn't even that good.
Damn.
Yeah, a little much.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. The dollar pizza place. That's the way to go.
So, I mean, but I couldn't find one in Times Square.
I know.
So I'm eating my pizza. I'm killing time. You know, reading. I'm playing on my phone. Get a call from the agency.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move the hotel to a different location. He's got that room, but according to the assistant, he doesn't want to check into the room. He's getting a hotel someplace else.
Wait a minute. Wait, is this like a super famous person or somebody with just more money than sense? What's going on?
I don't know.
Are you starting to feel this is getting hanky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my spidey sense is going off like, okay, we're canceling.
Which is what I did.
You did.
I said, I'm out. But you get me my money.
Yeah. This is too weird.
I go, this is just nuts. I've been waiting around all day. Yeah. Now you're changing the hotel. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I got the original amount I was supposed to get and my parking paid for.
Good.
So I didn't get the extra money, but I was fine. I'm like, all right, this is what I was supposed to
get.
That's
okay. And I don't have to do anything.
And I don't have to do this gig. So I'll just meet with Roger and, you know.
I like that because, I mean, what were they doing? Finding a bigger drop cloth? I mean,
it's just too weird. And the assistant's like, yeah, he's very eccentric and all. She's like, I'm just going to tell him, you know, it was too weird for today.
today?
No, but it is too much.
It's too much.
It's like, all right, we're doing it in your hotel. That's weird. You're moving back the original time a little bit. I'm cool with that. Okay. You're moving back the original time now 3.5 hours. I still entertain that.
Right.
Now you're moving the hotel. We're out.
Bye. No.
Because it was just too weird. Like it was like some type of scam. I don't know these people.
I know. And I'm just, no, there's something so strange. I mean, and it could just be some person who is very odd.
That's probably what this was.
And they're just used to being able to throw their money around at people and asking for strange things. And people will put up, rich people get people to put up with the weirdest shit ever.
Which is why I knew I was getting fucking underpaid on this.
Yeah, yeah. But also, it's like now it's getting, you have to understand, I don't know you, and I'm going up to be an adult. a little room with the two of
you. Yeah, it's
and you're in one hotel, but yet you want me to meet you in another.
Well,
no.
He never even checked into that hotel room.
Yeah, that's
he just decided he wants to stay on the Upper West Side as opposed to down Midtown by Central Park.
So you've been hanging around Central Park for no reason, and now you got to go. No,
yeah, I'm just
you got to go park again, like, and all kinds.
I'm sure they would have paid for it, but I'm like, you know what? This is because what type of show is this going to? In the best of circumstances, this is a weird fucking gig.
Yeah,
but now we're moving around.
What are you going to do? Crowd work?
Right, but I mean, like, if one person doesn't like it, it's 50% of the crowd.
I know. What if his girl is sitting there with a puss on her face, and he's like, "Oh, this is so great! Whoa, this is no, he's so funny. Keep going, funny
like,
man."
I was gonna do the gig for the money and for the story, but I'm like, you know what? This is just too weird. And the wife was very happy that I elected not to do the gig.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
you know
I
that
agree.
You know me. That's not like me. Normally,
no.
I'll be a trooper no matter what. But I'm like, this is just weird.
Yeah, no, my spidey sense went off, and I said, I don't like this.
No, I feel like, you know, is this a scam? That's what I felt like. This is going to be a scam. They're running me around. How long will this schmuck wait here?
Yeah,
but it wasn't the case. I mean, they got the money right away.
Right? No, it wasn't that. I go dark. I'm thinking, is his first name Dexter by any chance? I mean, right. I'm creeped out, you know, like what could possibly be the meaning to all of this? This is, Dave wants to know if you want to do a show for him on the turnpike at the rest area.
Yeah, that's where Dave gets all his talents.
Of all sorts.
Yes, yes. He's Dave's an entertainer. He's a ball juggler. But anyway, I'll move on. Thank you.
I'll be in my basement all the week.
Yeah, I will be because nobody's hired me this week. So
oh, they're bringing you out to strange hotel rooms.
But yeah, I felt good about canceling that.
Yeah, I would too.
So that was the hell gig that wasn't.
Well, that you know what? I'm glad that you didn't tell me it didn't happen because my mind was spinning.
Yeah, it's a fun story.
Yeah, like you know, I can't imagine what's going on with these people. It would be nice. To have enough money, I don't want to play games with people. No, it's actually I wouldn't do this.
No, I wouldn't do that. But it'd be nice to have enough money. Yes, we're going to have entertainment in our room.
Yeah, and just if you wanted that to just see if you could get that done.
I'm like, the agent's like, dude, you totally undersold me. He's like, yeah, but it's X amount per person. I go, they're asking for a comic to come to their hotel. I go, did you see how much rooms go for there? It's by fucking Central Park.
Yeah,
it's like.
No. They had enough.
Start
to pay for
high
more.
And negotiate down.
Right.
That's all right, though. So I got paid to do nothing.
Well, you know, you got a nice walk in the park. And
it was fine. I met with Roger, so that was productive.
That was good.
Yeah.
You got all to right. creep after people while you ate pizza. It's all good.
Got ripped off on the pizza.
Yeah.
And Captain America in Times Square has let himself go. But that's something else.
That's good.
All right, the last thing, then we'll take our break. So, yeah, you know how I work out, and it's fucking doing nothing at this point.
I'm sorry.
So, yesterday I'm doing chest presses.
Right.
Whose
chest?
My own.
Oh, okay.
That's I don't have a bench in here, so it's where you're flat on the floor, and in this case you take dumbbells.
Right.
And you raise them over your chest. There's various different ones you can do, but for the point of the story, I'm just doing chest presses.
Okay.
So I'm doing them. And a piece of rubber from the dumbbell.
I'm looking at them. Oh, I
like,
see.
Like
the
handle.
Yeah.
A piece of rubber.
Breaks off?
Falls into my fucking eyeball.
Into your eyeball?
Into my eyeball.
Who has accidents like this?
You, and now me.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm surprised you would have to ask that.
I mean, know. That's true. It's like that's
I know it doesn't involve an ass, but yeah, but like if a dumbbell fell into an ass, it would be your story.
Well,
a dumbbell did fall into an ass, as it turns out.
You know, I don't like to talk about my personal life on here.
I was talking about me. I'm
the ass. Wait a minute. So now which eye?
My left eye.
Okay.
So this eye.
I'm trying to look at you and see if I see anything. Is it okay?
Well, I'll tell you the story. That's what we're going to do here.
Oh, so, what? We're telling stories?
A little bit. So it's about the length of a fingernail.
Okay.
It's a pretty fucking big piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Falls into my eye. I run upstairs. I tell the wife. I go, I need you. She's on a business call. I go, I need you. It's a medical emergency. I need you.
I'm just picturing what the person on the other side is thinking. What the? hell's going on in her place?
And she later on tells me, she goes, oh, I thought a cat puked or there was a disgusting bug. I'm like, I don't go running up the stairs if a cat pukes.
I need you. Cat puke.
I have two moves when the cat pukes. There's two moves.
Okay.
Depending how I'm feeling and the nature of the puke.
Right.
The one move is to clean it up.
Right.
And the other move is to pretend that I didn't see it. Those are the, never is it running up the stairs to
screaming.
Say, no, because then I'm going to be told, well, clean it up.
So, yeah, it's like, what did I accomplish here?
Yeah, I will clean up the cat puke on my terms. And when it comes to bugs, nay, again, you know, because then I'm going to be told, I can't, once in a while I might tell her to, you know, kill. But most of the time, if I see a big scary bug, and it's usually down here, I turn the other way. I figure the bug will go someplace else, and eventually it will die.
As long as I can't see it, everything's good.
That is my approach when it comes to bugs.
No, I actually, if I know it's been in the room and it's just crawled off someplace and now I can't see it, now I imagine it's everywhere.
No,
and
I'm
itchy and uncomfortable.
I'm good with it. I'm
really
fine. And we got those long millipede ones.
Yes. Do you remember the night I was like, jumping out of my skin because one walked across. Yeah, no. It's like basements, like humidity. They love that.
Yeah.
Those.
Ugh. But this was not that. This was a medical emergency.
Yeah.
So we try to, she comes, she gets off the phone, she's like, tells work, I'll call you back.
Okay.
I see the thing in my eye.
So you like, try to flush it out?
Try to flush it out with water.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to stick my fingers in there.
No.
Like, I don't even stick. No, I don't want to. I'm very squeamish about my eyes. I'm like, we have a situation here.
Oh, good to know.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're going to get me. That's how you fucking get me. Very squeamish about my eyes. So
Mr. Helix, too.
Yeah, well, most people are. Yeah. I can never do a contacts. Never.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple years ago, I saw an ophthalmologist because I had to get an eye exam to get my driver's license. That's what you have to do in New York.
Okay.
And the wife just went. The wife had an ophthalmologist or optometrist. Not an optometrist. An eye doctor, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
In Jersey. And, like, he canceled last moment, like, a couple of weeks ago. I go, why didn't you see the one I saw? It was very good.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to go down to Jersey for this shit. We live here because you want to.
Yeah.
So she goes, sees him a week or two ago, very happy with it.
Oh, good.
Call them up. Nope, all booked up. Can't.
Not even for an emergency?
That's my reaction. Can't do anything till Wednesday. I have dumbbell rubber in my fucking eye.
It's not like, I need my annual eye exam. I've got something in my eyeball.
Yes.
I can't even.
I was not happy.
No.
So, you know, it's taken her forever to fucking find them. I'm like, well, find another one.
Yeah.
And I guess the search was hard. First, she's looking through insurance and all.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck it, just Google. Then we'll find out if they take the insurance. And like, all roads are leading back to this one ophthalmologist. Like, they're under different names, and they're, like, all part of the, oh, you already spoke to me. Well, fuck you again. So they're like, well, go to urgent care. So she calls urgent care.
Right.
Urgent care doesn't do this shit.
What?
Urgent care does not take things out of eyeballs.
Damn.
So now, like, we've got to go to the emergency room.
Oh, God.
By the way, I've told you I've had a situation like this before.
With something in your eye?
Yes. On our honeymoon, we were on a volcano in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we're bicycling down.
Right.
You get up there, like, really early to see the sunrise at the top of the volcano. They put you in this, like, heavy fucking equipment. You put on sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
You pedal down.
Okay.
They also burn sugar cane.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I got sugar cane ash in my fucking eye on our honeymoon in Hawaii.
Oh, God.
So I had to find an ophthalmologist later on the day we went. So I had it in my eye for hours.
Oh, that was. Oh, yeah. That's painful.
It was painful. So, but they take like a needle or something and they got it out.
Yeah.
So this is not my first dance.
Right.
So this is actually not that painful.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, but I'm like, oh, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fine, I'll go to the emergency room in town. Pretty packed. I finally pull into the driveway. The wife's like, oh, I think I found a place about 20 minutes away. They'll see you now.
An optometrist or whatever.
An ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist.
Oh, well, I guess they're not fucking busy.
Uh-oh.
I go,
it's only my eye.
I go, all right, I'll fucking go.
Okay.
Just tell them I'll be 20, 25 minutes away. So I go. And there is so much paperwork to fill out. You know, well, that's another thing we got to stop in the medical fucking profession. We got to make all this shit audio. We really do. Where you put on like fucking headphones on a pad, they ask you questions, and you can just push. Because they're just asking me shit I don't know, and that's irrelevant. Do you have hypertension? It's a fucking eye. It's irrelevant right now.
It might not be.
Well, for my purposes, it pages and pages of bullshit.
And you're using one eye.
No, I can see.
To fill it out.
I drove. I mean, I could see. Yeah. But imagine if I could have. But no matter what the doctor, it's always pages and pages of bullshit.
I think it
happens in emergency rooms, too. In an emergency room, you're fucking in a lot of pain or you're dying or whatever. But first, paperwork. Horrible fucking time.
Terrible time to
do it. Let's get your insurance. Fuck you. Yeah, you'll get paid, but let's stop the gaping wound.
Really, I'm bleeding. Fill us these papers. Yeah, try not to get blood on them.
Exactly. Try not to bleed on the paperwork. This shit should be laminated.
Really?
So, all right. So I get there. I fill out the paperwork. I got to do an eye test. They do an eye test. But not like one on the screen. Like not one with like on the wall.
Right.
So you put your little head in.
Yeah.
And they do the right eye, then the left eye. There was something going on with my right eye, which is not the thing that had the rubber in it.
Oh.
I got the top line fine.
Okay.
And then the letters were conspiring to make them very hard to recognize.
It's called you have the old.
Fuck off.
I have it.
Yeah, but you're you.
Yeah.
You're older than me, and yes, you are.
I have the old.
Well, good for you, but no.
He's doing he's like basically voguing over
by the
here.
Way,
like, look at me.
By the way, a little side note. Yes. Fucking big mistake getting the side of my head shaved with the number 4. Usually I leave it longer because you know why?
Because
it fucking shows off the gray. Fucking bad move by me. My fault. Bad move. Bad move. Because when the shit's long, don't fucking see gray. Because I got shit in it. But now when it's fucking side, also, oh, he's got gray on the side. Fuck me. Won't be making that mistake again. Bad hairstyling move by me. The hairstylist told me not to do it. I fucking did it anyway. Yeah. And then, looks good. Now I fucked up.
Call it what it is.
Look, I look a lot more gray than I have in the past, right?
I can't see it from here.
God bless your blindness.
It comes in handy for some things, doesn't it?
It serves me well.
Yeah.
Your lack of eyesight.
Wait until I go and get my eyes checked out.
Yeah, you will. So do this. The left eye, by the way, I'm nailing everything.
And this is the one with the big thing in it.
This is the one with the big thing in it. I'm nailing everything.
What the hell?
So the woman who's taking my, who's doing this, goes, oh, I wish I could see this well without my glasses.
Yeah.
Amazing.
With a big rubber thing in your eye.
So then I go to see the doctor. I feel like he's seeing two of us at least at the same time because he's running in. He seems very rushed and everything.
He's double he's dating? Like he doubled up on his
like
dates?
An old episode of Three's Company. Running running upstairs to their apartment, downstairs to the Roper's apartment.
But did he call you by the wrong name? Did he bring you the wrong wine
glass? He called me Christine.
Oh, damn it.
And like he's like a little out of breath. I'm thinking, well, we're about to stick stuff in my eyes. I don't know how I feel about
it. Maybe you should sit down and like calm down first.
Yeah, relax. Have some
steady
tea.
Your hands.
Steady your hands. I'm like, you know what? At least I'm fucking getting shit done here.
Yeah.
So he takes it out. He's like, I don't see any scratches. Seem to be just the surface. Your eye looks white. They put some shit in your eye that makes it fucking blurry. Yeah, you get the drive.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. So I'm going to pay. And everything, and they want to make an appointment for me in a week or two for glasses. Yes, that's the right reaction.
I'm sorry, I gasped.
You
I don't know
gasp.
If you heard that.
Yes.
Oh, because of the right eye?
I guess so.
Oh, it was that middle line conspiring against you.
I go, you lied. I said that. She goes, no. I said, I wish I could see without my glasses as well as you can. I didn't say you don't need glasses. Son of a bitch!
I didn't say you could see perfectly. You just see better than
me. And what she should have said is, did you learn something here?
That's bitch!
That's what she should have said, and I would have gone, yeah, you got a fucking point. I just did.
No, you did. Don't trust those bitches with the eye exam.
No. No. Well, I go, I can't come back in 2 weeks because I'm going to be out of country. Where are you going to be? Bahamas. Then one of the receptions, can you take someone with you?
Oh, hey now.
I go, yeah, I'm taking my wife. She's like, oh. I'm like, oh, I go, what wife?
Wait a minute, what did I say?
I go, you take care of the copay. You can come with me. $40 copay. She gets a trip to the Bahamas. But anyway.
You know what? That's a pretty good deal. I could shell out $40.
The bad thing is you're with me. But but yeah. So apparently, Pip, I need glasses.
I'm sorry.
And I told this to the wife, and a big fucking smile came across her. And I'm like, fuck you.
I know. You know what it is? It's misery loves company.
Yeah. And then later on she goes, I go, what was that? She goes, I really don't care. And I go, nah, I think you do.
Yeah, no, I think you were enjoying this just a bit.
This is not a face that has glasses.
Apparently, it will be.
I feel like I should get... It's weird, because sometimes when I'm watching TV, I'll be like, they sure are making the words smaller than they used to. I wonder why they're doing that.
I all of a sudden realized, you know what? Wow, the lights aren't as bright on this street as they used to be. I used to be able to see in the dark better. And then I realized, oh, it's me. you know.
But I notice I have problems when I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
When, like, if I'm not tired, I can see fine. And I'll tell you what, I feel like the left eye is kicking ass.
Well, you know what? There are often differences between the two
eyes.
There
seems to be a big... So what, I get a fucking monocle and a top hat all the day?
Only if you do not pass go.
But, like, they didn't even specify if these are reading... Because I'll tell you right now, I can see fucking fine. Like, I'm looking at you fine. I can see the screen fine. My eyes are a little tired. Things are moving a little bit. But I can see... I mean, it's late in the day.
Yeah, you're sundowning?
I'm shutting down. That's what I'm doing.
I start sundowning at about 10 a.m.
Me too. But... So what do you think of this? I think this is some bullshit.
No, I think it's about that time.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, if people, when they reach a certain age, they, you know, your eyes start to diminish a little bit, and that's when people start needing, like, reading glasses, for example.
They didn't specify what type of glasses. Like, I feel like these should not be all-the-time glasses.
Yeah, maybe they're not. But I don't know, because I wasn't there
with you. I feel like I want a do-over.
You didn't let me come with you to supervise, because I'm the doctor whisperer.
All right, you know what? Monday morning, call out of work. We have an appointment. You could be my spokesperson. I am trusted. Hey, listen, how much did I fucking try to help you with all your medical circumstances?
Oh, I know.
I was trying to be your advocate. I am tagging you in. You need to be my advocate.
Okay.
Because I certainly can't be the fucking wife, because she'll be like, get him. And I don't like that at all.
Get him. If I could take Monday morning off, I would.
I feel this is important. This is a medical emergency.
Did I tell you what kind of week I had?
Yeah, but it's next
week.
Program. We're talking next week.
Yeah, no, this will be part B of the week.
Yeah, but you'll have a morning without screaming with me.
Oh, I know. That would be so much more better. That I would love to go to the doctor with you.
Listen, you tell me your friend is dying.
No.
Yes.
I won't even say that on a superstitious level. No.
I am not ready to concede.
I know you're not. I know. No, Mr. Helix went through the same trauma. He did, because now he wears glasses to drive, and I'm oh so grateful, because it would be bad if he didn't wear them to drive now, but because he really needs them now. But when he first got them, he was like, what? You know, like, just completely flabbergasted.
How old was he? Older than me.
I think he was... I'm trying to remember what year he got them, but, you know, we've been together for a while now, and I don't chronicle events like that.
No, perhaps you should.
No, I don't know if it was your age or a bit older. Yeah. But yeah, now he has to wear them to drive. I have to wear them all the time.
But you've always worn glasses.
No.
Since I've known you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's always.
That's always.
That's like 20 fucking years.
I know.
Always.
I've needed them for a long time.
You were young when you need them, so I just assumed you've always needed glasses, because of the world about me, you've always needed glasses.
True. So. You know, there was a brief shining moment where I didn't. I used to walk around unbespeckled.
I don't know that Pip Helix.
It was very exciting.
I also know you before there was a Pip Helix. I've known you, I've known you quite some time.
That's true.
Yes.
I do sometimes wear... yeah, contacts.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Not a lot.
See, I will not wear glasses on stage.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel like this is a face for glasses. And I feel like I don't need... Cause they say glasses make you look smart. I'm pretty fucking smart. I think it's better I take them unawares.
It's like, I don't need that sort of vehicle. I don't need something to, like, pump up my smarts.
Well, I don't need something to point down to my nose as if I'm getting a closer look at you to fucking judge you. I'm pretty fucking judgy without the glasses.
Well, you don't have to get those, like, specs that slide down the nose and you can look over them and go, ooh, about, you know.
Yeah, I can be fucking judgmental without that shit.
So can I. I just happen to wear glasses to do it.
Right. I'm saying I don't need the extra aids. That's what I'm saying.
You're not a prop comic.
I am not a prop eyeball wearer. And, like, I can't even imagine putting contacts into my eyes.
I really thought that that was going to be the end of me, but I got used to it.
Yeah, I can't get used to it.
I'm not great at getting them back out.
Oh, okay. It's awful. I just freaked out. Like,
you should have seen him. He's like, put his hands up in the air like, no!
I was like, oh, heavens to Megatron, no. Yeah. I was a little bitch right there. That was completely spontaneous. I was such a little femboy right there.
He did kind of freak.
I know, I did. But now imagine if I actually had to put something in my eye.
I know. No, it's like one of the things
I would have to go to the doctor every day to get the contacts. And bake it out. I can't.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a squeamish thing.
No, I can't.
And a lot of people.
And I've had
that.
Bugs and rubber in my eye.
I had metal in
my
eye.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a bad day at the office.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that shot.
Yeah, it was a little tiny shard of metal.
I didn't think it was a Buick.
It just flung up out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, my God, my eye hurts so bad. I had to leave work.
Of course you did.
And I went. I'm like, pain.
Well, then we're busy today. Fuck you.
No, they took me right away.
As well they should.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got something in my eyeball that hurts a lot.
Yeah.
No, because, you know.
I guess if I would have shown up, maybe it was different. But...
Maybe if you showed up and you were pointing and going, ah.
No, you can fucking see it was a big fucking piece.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But this
bullshit that, oh, we're too full. No, you take emergencies.
Yeah.
You take
what... But then the wife's like, well, what are they supposed to bump somebody? No, you fucking work extra. We all work overtime. We have an afterbirth show.
Yeah, we stay extra.
So they can stay extra.
Yeah.
They're making a lot more money than we are at this.
I know.
So, yeah. So apparently, fucking glasses.
You know what? It's okay. You can find the right ones for your face, and you'll be fine.
Joe doesn't like his glasses. When we take pictures, Joe takes his glasses off.
I know a lot of people do that. I like my glasses.
Oh, I'll be fucking taking them off.
Yeah, but you won't get black flowery ones like I have.
I might. I feel like I want to get the ones that are sunglasses.
I desperately want to see you wear these now.
I feel like I want to be Roy Orbison.
No, you don't. You don't want to be blind.
No, but I want to
get that dumbbell. Get that dumbbell over here.
Now I got this thing going on here. The daughter is calling me baby hands.
What?
Apparently she thinks my hands are too fucking small. She's blaming me for her small fucking hands. So I got this going on. I need glasses. I'm going fucking gray.
Baby hands
not doing what it's supposed to do. And I'm fucking baby hands. It's just been a real fucking bitch around here. I don't need this shit. I'm used to you and Joe running me down.
And we could do that again.
And with many things to say, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? I do feel I feel sympathetic towards you because...
Finally,
I was this weekend, I was lying in bed, and I was really super sleepy. And my phone made a funny noise. Like, I'm like, what's that noise mean? So it was attached to the charger, and I picked it up. And I held it up over my face, like my head's lying down and it's right above me. Sorry, I moved away from the mic to show. It's right above me. And I'm tired and spazzy, and I slipped, and the phone fell from the sky right onto my lip.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, what the fuck? How uncoordinated am I?
It hurt really bad, and it bumped up.
You know what's funny? Like, you'll drop something, and then you'll catch it. I'm like, oh, nice catch. Yeah, but I also fucking dropped it.
Well, no, but you know what? You take the props for catching it.
Yeah, but I'm still fucking retarded enough where, I said the word. Yes, I did. Yeah. I'm still retarded enough where I can't even fucking hold on to something.
I know. Well, that's why I was like, oh, I'm really sleepy. Wait, what's that? Bonk.
Wow,
oh!
It's getting closer. Oh, boom.
I no longer cared what noise it was because I was making noises. Ow! Ow!
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Ow!
So I put the thing about my injury on Facebook, and Joe called me stupid. And I said, dumbbell would have been the better insult.
Oh, yes. I saw you guys. That was the better insult.
But you see, no fucking sympathy from Joe. He's a despicable human being.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Well, he's
he was right. I mean, there was a part of me that goes, stupid. But
yeah.
I didn't need that from him at that time. I mean, he didn't know about the whole glasses situation I was dealing with. But.
No, he didn't know your existential hurt for having to get glasses. But the thing is that he did jump in there and commiserate with you in the same way that you would commiserate with him. Stupid.
That is irrelevant.
He was giving you like a bro moment. Stupid. Like, what else is new?
Yeah, okay. That's enough of that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I will be speckled.
You will be speckled.
Bunch bunch of bullshit.
I'm sorry. You don't have to go all full Elton John on us. You could just pick some nice classes.
I feel like perhaps that's an excellent idea.
If you're going to go big.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I should.
Yeah, you know what? I have just the ones in mind.
I'm sure you do. All right. On the break, we got new music from Emma Pierre with Maybe and Mitchell Wynn with Running Out of Time. You can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. When we come back, Detective Dave will join us. We'll talk about some a horrible story. It's not horrible in the grand scheme of things. I mean, they don't need glasses. But a Starbucks barista. So some cops come in, and a Starbucks barista writes pig on it. It's like, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We got some Nazi news. We got all sorts of shit. We'll get Dave's take on all that stuff. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.